Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose.
Hey. Welcome on this Friday morning to Taz and the Moose. I am Taz, and we have a guest co-host filling in today. I will get to that gentleman in 1 second. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lending. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and most importantly, mortgage confidently. As I said, I am Taz, and welcome in our guest co-host for this episode of Taz and the Moose, JJ John Jastrzemski. Did I say your name right
now? Oh, you nailed it, Taz.
You know why?
You nailed it, baby.
Because you don't know what happened, dude. Yesterday, the Moose, right here in the air, gave me a lesson on how to say your last name.
Oh, you guys worked on it?
We worked on it. It had to be at least 3-4 segments.
I was going to say, but all that could work, I mean, could just be shortened by JJ.
You are JJ. I just had to say your legitimate last name right out of the box.
And you nailed it.
I did. That's what I do.
There you go. You nailed it.
And then we're coming to you live, as I said, from the Quicken Loans Studios. Also, we are on SiriusXM, the home for, you know, SiriusXM 206, the home for CBS Sports Radio Channel 206. And also, all our great affiliates on CBS Sports Radio, Rock and Roll on Air, and our show drops every day as a podcast, 3 hours a day. You can get that at Apple Podcast or on, obviously, radio.com, which they've revamped and done a good job. But so, JJ, real quick, before we get into talking some football, because that's what we're going to do here. That's not just football, but a lot of football.
We're fired up, man.
We're fired up.
Couple weeks away, baby.
So, look, so for those folks that maybe aren't familiar with you, so it's interesting how you won a contest. Now, you're a great host here. You do great stuff here on WFAM locally here in New York, which is the biggest sports radio station in the world, right? I think that's how we're putting it.
That's right there.
I think so.
That's right there.
So but how long ago was this contest thing?
2011.
Wow.
Amazing. Taking that Syracuse degree, Taz, and making the most of it. Mom and Dad would be proud. A lot of tuition dollars wasted, you know?
Dude, I'm not even related to you, and I'm proud.
Ah, that boy.
No, because I've heard you on the air a whole bunch. I've heard you, working on WFAN, and you kick ass, and I'm a fan. So
and now we get to kick ass together.
And that's what we're going to do. Bang. And, yeah, we're going to kick ass. And speaking of kicking ass, some of the Eagles fans, they got a little kick in the booty because they might be a little panicked right now because of Nick Foles. Nick Foles, for those that don't know, they were playing the Patriots yesterday, a little preseason action, and, kind of got his shoulder banged up a little bit by Adrian Claiborne. And I saw the hit. You see the hit, JJ? It didn't look horrible, and there's a strain there. I don't think there's any tears. That's what they're saying. It might just be just not as bad as people think, but I think some Eagle fans might be a little nervous this morning.
Well, no question, because you're thinking about Nick Foles, who is your hero in the championship game and then again in the Super Bowl, and you're dealing with this looming specter of Carson Wentz. Now, look, Taz, I think at the end of the day, Carson Wentz is just buying his time, and he's going to be starting week one.
Right.
But you want to have that luxury that if Carson Wentz is not ready, you have a guy that knows the offense, you have a guy that knows won a Super Bowl and whatnot, and you watch this hit. We're watching it right now
as
we speak.
That's right.
You know, you'd see it live, and you'd say, wow, no big deal. But when you're talking about a quarterback, when you're talking about a shoulder, that's always very, very tricky.
Right.
And look, if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, you don't want to be going into the year with two quarterbacks who are not 100% right. That's a problem.
No, totally agree, JJ. Absolutely. And by the way, the phone number here, if you'd like to call the show, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. You know, the one thing I got to disagree with you on, bro, I don't think that Wentz is at week one. I mean, unless something's really horrible here with the shoulder of Foles, I don't think Wentz is coming out of the box week one. I think that there's no reason to rush him. I think week two. I don't think he's
going to
start.
No, listen, I don't have an issue with that. Now, I'm not going to pretend that I know the timetable in Philadelphia, and I get it. You want to err on the side of caution.
That's what I think.
That's your MVP, but Wentz has been adamant, and I mean adamant. Anybody in Philadelphia, you ask them, he says, I'm playing. And think about it. You know, Taz, as good as Carson Wentz was, and he was on his way to winning the MVP last year before the injury.
He was going to be the MVP. No doubt. I think so.
I thought he was right there. Yeah. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
Right.
That is a city that was dying for a Super Bowl. So I'm sure Wentz in the back of his mind is probably sitting there saying to himself, hey, look, Foles went out there and did this.
Yeah.
I want to go back and show everyone and remind everyone how good I am.
I'm glad you said that because that's true. Moose and I talk about that a lot. My narrative a lot when it comes to athletes, even especially when it's their teammates, that's the competition within that a lot of people don't realize. How much that, it's my teammate. Oh, yeah, that's great. Rah, 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 we want to win. That's all true. But a guy like Wentz, when he's sitting on the sideline last year and watching Foles do great, I'm sure he was happy for Foles. He wants to win. He wants his teammates to win. But I guarantee you inside that that burn was in Wentz. Damn, I need to be out there.
That could have been me.
I can't. Right, right. I can't let this guy, even though I love him, I love Nick Foles, he's my teammate, he's the guy, yada, yada, ba, ba, ba. I can't let him just come in here. This is my team, but there's nothing I can do about it. I got to support him. This is Carson Wentz I'm speaking of. And he did that last year. Now, this year's a different year, but I do think you got to be careful and maybe, just make sure it's 100%. And I would assume the Eagles coaching staff and the training staff is not, like, panicking because this happened last night, the Foles. You know, again, the hit wasn't horrendous.
No, that's football.
Yeah.
I mean, that's football. You got to roll with the punches, got to deal with it. And if the Eagles are going to take a positive from yesterday, they brought in Sudfeld. And if you look at the numbers, and I get it, it's preseason, it's against backup defenses, halfway decent. Now, I don't think the Eagles want to go into week one of this year, Taz, without Carson Wentz and without Nick Foles.
Right.
I mean, if you tell the people as they're getting ready and getting their morning coffee and thinking about their cheesesteaks and their tailgates and their Yinglings, that they're going to be watching Nate Sudfeld week one against Atlanta, that's not going to have a good feeling in their stomach.
Yingling on Taz and Moose 6.
Always, man. I want to give him free pump.
Haven't heard Yingling on his show yet. That's impressive.
That's Philadelphia, baby.
That's definitely a ding moment.
There we go. That's a ding moment.
Sidebar, I had a lot of my career was in Philadelphia as a wrestler in a company called ECW. So Philadelphia, even is near and dear to my heart. I spent a lot of time there in South Philly. So
you are pro Philly, anti Philly?
I was probably pro Philly, but publicly anti because as a wrestler, I was the New York guy.
You got to put it apart.
So yeah, but I always respected the Eagles. Well. Hated the Phillies as a Met fan, obviously, when the Phillies were better years back.
Of course. I don't even want to remind you.
No,
I'm not going to do it. I'll save you.
Save you. Don't do that.
No, I'm not going to. I don't want to piss you off five minutes into the show. Come on.
No, well, you wouldn't be the first guy to do that.
Well, I was going to say we'll do that in 3 hours. Don't you worry. I mean, in 3 hours from now, everything I'm going to be saying, this guy, that guy, come on now. You know that's coming.
You throw Met stuff out. No, let's go. Hey, JJ, let's check out this Nick Foles last night, after what happened to his shoulder.
I was getting ready to throw a deep ball, and it got grabbed as I was falling through, so it sort of got a little strained, so, was with the trainers. We'll go in. I'll go in tomorrow, get treatment on it, and sort of go from there. But, it feels all right. It feels pretty good. Hopefully there's no issues.
Well, see, I'm telling you, JJ, from experience, now I've had shoulder injuries as a wrestler. I've torn my AC joint, severely damaged my rotator cuff over the years. When you get a catastrophic, maybe that's an overstatement. When you get a legitimate shoulder injury, as the person with the injury, you know from jump.
Right away.
There's no secrets. Like, it's not like, I can't really move my shoulder that good, but it's not that bad. It's like, oh, my God, this really hurts.
You know. Yeah.
It's like, dude, it feels like someone put a knife right in the front of your shoulder and just turns it. That's what it feels like. So hearing Nick Foles say what he just said, getting treatment today and all that jazz, maybe that's a good sign.
It makes it seem it's okay. Yeah. And I think a lot of people waking up this morning are going to be wondering, Taz, should the Eagles now, because you don't want to rush Carson Wentz,
right,
and you have Nick Foles now with this shoulder situation, should they go and go get another quarterback? Now, I don't think they need to. I mean, because to your point, I don't look at this as some sort of catastrophic injury for Foles. Right. Maybe miss a preseason game or two. But I think week one, 3 weeks from now, worst case scenario, he's back on the field.
True.
And I still think Carson Wentz is going to be itching to go, and I think he's going to be out there. So you have Sudfeld play well in the preseason. You have two quarterbacks you trust. I don't think the Eagles now all of a sudden are going to be calling the Jets saying, all right, what do we need to do to get Teddy Bridgewater? Teddy Bridgewater is not going to the Philadelphia Eagles. So I wouldn't look at this as an Eagle fan as saying, oh, my goodness, now we need a quarterback. It's not that catastrophic.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I totally agree with you. But I do think that Teddy Bridgewater is a guy that, if you are the Jets, if you wanted to, I'm not saying they would do this, he could be trade bait for sure.
Well, I don't think there's any question. I think that is the other big takeaway from what we saw here in these preseason games. Teddy Bridgewater, now, I get it. When you're playing against second teamers, third teamers,
the twos and the threes,
you're going to be able to pad the stats, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
That said, Teddy Bridgewater coming back from the catastrophic knee injury,
right?
That's a guy who looked like the quarterback he was in Minnesota,
dude,
where he was a solid pros pro. He's going to be able to run an offense, going to be able to lead a team. And yet, Taz, for any Jet fan that looks at their quarterback situation, when is the last time a Jet fan could actually say, wow, I feel good about the quarterbacks I have on the roster?
Dude, I go back. I remember Ken O'Brien. I'll go back even further. I remember Richard Todd, who sucked. I mean, like, it was so – I don't remember the last time. I mean, Sanchez might be the only early going.
Chad had a couple of years before the injury.
Chad Pennington did. You're right.
But you know what? He could never stay healthy. He could never throw the ball down the field. He had a limitation.
And he was great at Marshall. He was a great college quarterback.
And he's a leader, and he was accurate. And I love him, Taz, because he played for my Dolphins. And he took them to the playoffs.
Oh,
you didn't know that?
I didn't know you were a Dolphins
fan. Yeah, so nice. Chad Pennington, believe it or not, the last quarterback in the AFC East to win the division, not named Tom Brady. And he won it twice. Once with the Jets, once with the Dolphins.
Look at JJ spitting
all over it, baby.
Look at JJ.
Anytime I can work the Dolphins into the show 10 minutes in, how do I pass that up?
But, JJ.
You know, again, the Jets for years, quarterback, nightmare. And now they say we have a Menner and McCown. Mm-hmm. We have Bridgewater who can play and who could step up and do the job. But at the end of the day, you know what this year is going to be about for them, Taz.
Oh, Sammy Sam.
Bingo.
Yeah, Sam Darnold. And you know, I thought he looked good. I think you might think he looked better because, you know, I heard you talking to somebody in the studio. I mean, in the control room there. You think he looked great yesterday or good?
I thought he looked better in his first game. I thought he looked solid second time out.
He looked all right. I mean, he's playing against the ones now.
Yeah, but if you think about it,
he got sacked a couple times.
But that's going to be on the pass protection of the Jets. Their offensive line right now is a mess.
It's true.
But when you have the mobility that Darnold can bring to the
he does have for a big kid, he can run. No, he can run. I agree with you.
He can kind of dance a little bit in the pocket.
Yeah.
He looks like a guy who's ready to play in the NFL. Like, I don't look at the numbers in these preseason games and say, oh, you know, he's got to do this. Right. He's got to score touchdowns.
Dude, I like him. I like him. I do like him.
And think about it, Taz. If you're the Jets, you don't have high expectations this year anyway. So, like, I want to get those growing pains. I want to get those lumps out of the way. And if I could get him out of the way and he could have that year experience under his belt, I think it's a good thing for the franchise.
It's a great thing for the franchise. And I'll tell you, I think it sounds like we're in agreement about Teddy Bridgewater, that the Jets should keep him. Don't use him as trade bait. Keep him right there if you can, possibly. The Eagles, I think, they might want to get – I'm thinking about this more. You brought it up. They might want to sink their teeth into Teddy, but probably not. I don't think
you need to. See, I don't see them burning. I figure if the Jets are going to move Bridgewater, they're going to ask for what? A third-round pick, a fourth-round pick.
Sure, they're gonna
and I can't see
stuff.
Philadelphia, unless something is seriously wrong with one of their quarterbacks, taking a third or a first-round pick and giving it away. I cannot see that. So think about teams that have starting quarterback situations that are not great.
Right.
Or think about teams that may be, you know, waiting for the other shoe to drop with an injury, and that is where the Jets could swoop in. The minute you – and you know it's coming.
Right.
You know it's a matter of when, not if – there will be a starting quarterback who goes down. That's when you work the phone and say, all right, what can we get for Teddy Bridgewater?
And Jets could be in the catbird seat. CBS Sports Radio toll-free line, 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you could save 50% or more on car insurance. Hey, Jordan in Alabama, you're on Taz and the Moose with JJ guest hosting. What's going on, buddy?
Man, how you guys doing this morning? Happy Friday to you.
Ah, thanks, Jordan. What's good, pal?
What's going on, Jordan?
Yo, this is foolish what I'm about to say, but, I mean, you know, after Nick Foles' performance last year, stepping in for Carson Wentz, I just think it was crazy that Philadelphia kept him. I mean, I got a few questions, but my first question is, don't you think, I mean, if both of those guys were – to remain healthy, if Wentz and Foles were to remain healthy, I mean, how long would you think that Philadelphia would even be able to keep both of those quarterbacks on their roster?
Another year,
yeah,
but it comes down to the fact, Jordan, that you have Wentz coming back off the injury, and it's one thing if you were going to be
Jordan.
Overwhelmed, right? If somebody in the offseason after that Super Bowl said, we'll give you a one for Nick Foles, you trade him, but if you look out there and it's like, oh, it's a third or a fourth rounder, if I'm the Eagles and I got a loaded team and I'm thinking about next year, I want to have that insurance policy.
Absolutely.
Why am I giving away Nick Foles?
No. I mean, Super Bowl MVP. I mean, listen, I was shocked, just like I think a lot of football fans. I don't, JJ, it's the first time you and I work now. I'd love to get your take either now or after break, whatever. I was shocked at the performance, not just in the Super Bowl by Foles for the Eagles, but in the postseason and how well he played, where the bulk of, obviously, the season, while Wentz was healthy, he, Foles, was not working with the ones. So you wouldn't think he would just jump in and have that cohesiveness that he had with all the starters. Going into the postseason, everything, how well he did. I was, like, blown away. Nick Foles, really?
Never saw it coming. Now, Taz, I'll give you this. When they destroyed Minnesota the way they did in the championship game,
yeah,
I had a feeling they were winning the Super Bowl. It was just a gut feel. New England looked very vulnerable against Jacksonville and whatnot. But they won that Super Bowl not because Nick Foles was like a guy that was, you know, a caretaker. No. They said, all right, big boy, go sling it. Go get him.
Yeah.
And he played great.
Yeah, he did.
So, you know what? Nick Foles could play in this league, but you know what it speaks to, Taz? Doug Peterson, one of the best coaches in the NFL.
No doubt. He is legit could be. All right, here we go. Boom. Question is for you guys. Do the Eagles need to go out and get a quarterback right now? Also, Tom Brady shines last night for the Patriots. 855-212-4227. Taz and the Moose with JJ, co-hosting with yours truly, Taz. We'll be right back. So it's Friday. We're over here. Taz and the Moose. Well, it's just Taz and guest co-host, JJ, John Jastrzemski. Yeah, he nailed it again.
Two for two, baby.
Yeah. We're spitting some sports out here. We've been talking a little bit about what's going on with the Eagles. Do they need to get a quarterback now? Because, you know, Foles had a little bit of a shoulder strain yesterday, got hit. And, so if you want to call the show, 855-212-4227. We'll get to the phone calls in a second. But we have a sports update coming up here, JJ. And this is Brad Heller sitting here right now. Brad, welcome here.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing,
What's up, Brad?
Happy Friday.
Yeah, saw you yesterday, Brad. You were back here in the fold. And it's good to see you again, Brad Heller. So I have to say your name multiple times so I nail it. But I've worked with you enough now. I consider you almost a friend.
Almost.
You and JJ seem like you're really good friends.
Hey, listen, it's that Q's connection, man. Yeah.
Did you guys go to Q's together?
No, we did not.
No.
I was going to say, we look similar young. In age. That's good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you're younger than him. You guys do look similar in age. Yeah, definitely look similar in age, I should say.
I should have wore the orange shirt today. I'm kind of mad. I missed the memo. Yeah, no, working with you, I might have worn some.
But JJ, he's actually wearing a burgundy shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't know what's in that iced tea you just drank, but brother,
closer to orange than his shirt. Right?
Yeah, and why, JJ, are you drinking what they call what's Starbucks called, a small drink? Damn, I forgot the name.
Oh,
grande.
The grande, man.
That's not a grande. Is that a grande?
Yeah, it's a grande.
This is a venti.
That's a venti.
I almost went with the trente. That's even bigger.
Here's the dilemma, though. When you do morning radio, you do the show, and I want to nap afterwards.
You're going
to
nap, I promise.
So if I have one of those bad boys that you're drinking right now, I might be off the wall for like 10 hours. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Brad knows that. I'm a woman.
Yeah, I hear you. I have a pretty high energy level. You might be you're definitely higher than probably anyone I've ever been around.
Well, that's a little disturbing.
It's just, I mean that in a loving way.
You can't fake it, though.
All right, without any further ado, Brad Heller, latest sports update, 3-2-1, go.
All right, guys, this report's brought to you by Barbasol. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally making razors. Well, that was a no-brainer. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with 6 ultra-thin blades. Save now at Barbasol.com. Tom Brady and Nick Foles did finally meet and shake hands, putting the so-called Super Bowl snub to rest. Patriots beat the Eagles in Foxborough 37-20. Brady threw two touchdown passes.
What's the big deal with this shaking hand thing?
The
shaking
so outlandish.
And you know what? I'm ashamed of myself for even mentioning it. It's so dumb.
But at least now, anybody who had like a major issue with it, now Foles and Brady had their embrace. They hugged it out. The fact that people were making this a story, embarrassing.
It's weak.
Embarrassing.
It's a stretch. It's like you're digging for something. Come on, there's nothing.
See, when Belichick used to give you the half-hearted handshake, and he did with Coughlin in the Super Bowl, and he did with Peyton Manning, that could be something that would maybe rub you the wrong way. And I've grown to like Belichick
over
the years.
The worst.
I used to hate him. Now I'm all in on Belichick. I can't get enough.
You and I are on the same page of that. But as far as really bad handshakes, Harbaugh. Remember that? Who was that? What? The Lions head coach. Remember that?
When he did Schwartz.
Remember
that? Yeah, I remember that.
That was like, weird. That was
well, like, remember, you deal with two very weird personalities.
Yeah,
Harbaugh's a different kind of
he
cat.
Really is, he is.
Schwartz is, I've met Jim Schwartz a couple of times. He is a different kind
he's out
of
there,
cat,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, man. My goodness. Don't get me started on getting a coffee order for Jim Schwartz back in satellite radio like 10 years ago when I was interning.
Oh, that's funny.
I had to nail it to the T. I mean, it was a more complicated order than getting something from Mike Francesa. I mean, that's telling you something.
Wow, Mike Francesa. Nice. That's right. Okay. That's your buddy. I saw on some social media. That's your big friend now.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
How many shots
of espresso did he ask for?
Was it like two, actually.
Okay, two.
Do you and Mike go to lunch together?
No, there's no lunches.
No, not
there's no lunches.
No, hey, I just wonder.
It's basically, hey, kid, we need you in here.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
Yeah, Mike knows me. I like Mike. I thought maybe you and him go out, get a prosciutto and provolone here or something like that.
No, provolone, no, I wouldn't mind a prosciutto and provolone here, but
a little monogot, you know what I mean?
Monogot?
A little gabagool. For people in Nebraska, those are Italian cured meats.
Yeah, I apologize in advance. Listening,
this is, for those that live in maybe Houston, letting you know, these are, it's like salami.
They're good, but to quote Larry David, pretty good.
All right, please, Brad, let's go. We're busy. Keep going.
All right, Brady, two touchdown passes in his preseason debut. Nick Foles suffered a strained shoulder. He's going to have more tests today. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers played in his first game at Lambeau Field since breaking his collarbone in week four last year. He threw a touchdown pass in the Packers' 51-34 rout of the Steelers.
First, I got to thank the fans. To be back on Lambeau was a thrill, and the ovation touched me. You know, I had to kind of wipe away some tears in my eyes. I know getting over 30, those of us over 30, I think that's kind of a number where you start to get a little softer maybe and things get to you a little bit. But that really meant a lot to me.
And Ben Roethlisberger did not play for Pittsburgh in that one. The Redskins kicked a last-second field goal. They beat the Jets 15-13. Sam Darnold got the start for New York, played the first half, 8 of 11, 62 yards, and an interception. Major League Baseball suspending Marlins pitcher Jose Urena 6 games for hitting Ronald Acuna Jr. on Wednesday with the very first pitch. Acuna had homered in 5 straight games. He was back in the lineup last night for Atlanta despite the sore elbow, and the Braves' 5-game winning streak ending with a 5-3 loss to the Rockies. Colorado, though, unable to gain any ground in the NL West.
Pitch. David swings and hits it high in the air. Deep center field. Margot back to the fence. He leaps. It is gone! 3-run home run, David Peralta. D-backs lead 3-0.
Mike Farron called it Diamondbacks Radio. D-backs beat the Padres 5-1. Arizona still a game and a half up on Colorado. 2 games on the Dodgers, who had Thursday off. The Cardinals' 8-game winning streak is over. They lost to the Nationals in St. Louis 5-4. Bryce Harper, 3 hits, 3 RBIs. Cubs shut out the Pirates in Pittsburgh 1-0. John Lester, 6 innings. He struck out 8. Mets and Philly split a doubleheader. Mets scored 24 in the game one.
And that's the system, by the way. There is a system that I have in place.
Yes.
When you have a good team playing in a doubleheader, they lose the first game, hammer that good team in the second game.
Yeah,
and
they always split. It always happens. The Jets. The Mets start that second game, JJ.
2-0. And trust me, as the guy who was financially invested in the Phillies,
all right.
I was not sitting, all too pretty. But thankfully, the Phillies did what they needed to do.
Yeah.
They split the doubleheader.
That happens a lot, as you know. And the thing is, the 3 doubles in a row, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, for the Mets, I'm like, I'm a Mets fan. I'm like, here we go. Nice. No, didn't happen.
Good things don't happen all too often.
No, 24-4 in game one. Mets with that franchise record for runs scored. The Phillies taking game two, 9-6. In the American League, the Rangers scored 4 in the 8th and beat the Angels in Texas, 8-6. Texas, before that rally, turned a triple play. First time in 106 years, a triple play was turned when the batter was not retired. It was a 5-4 triple play in the Texas win over the Angels, guys.
All right, Brad, much appreciated. Thanks very much. Hey, let's talk to Chris in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Chris, you're on Taz and a Moose with JJ sitting in here with Taz. What's going on, man?
Good morning. So I disagree with you guys about the Eagles not trading for the Jets quarterback. The reason is because there's no loss that the Eagles are going to take for doing that.
Hold on a second, Chris. What loss? I mean, you'd have to give up a draft
pick.
I mean, what do you think you're getting, Teddy Bridgewater for a bag of footballs?
No, that's not happening.
Let me explain myself. So the Eagles are going to get a bottom 10 pick, obviously, in the third round. If we're saying they're going to get a third round for it. Well, here's the thing. They traded that bottom third-round pick to the Jets for Bridgewater. Bridgewater stays over there. Whoever whoever they want to trade later, Bridgewater or Foles, because of longevity and because of contract issues, somewhere in during the season, a quarterback's going to go down.
Yeah, but you don't want three quarterbacks on the roster. You can't operate that way, Chris.
They're not losing anything. So they turn around and trade either Bridgewater, Foles, move up in the draft.
There's too many moving parts here, Chris. I'm sorry.
Chris, we appreciate the call. Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. You're going to give up. You're going to have to. To your point, JJ, I mean, you're going to have to give. You got a guy to that level in Bridgewater. It's going to suck if he stays on the sideline because he's that good. If he's not on a different team, that I get. I do, because he's talented. And that injury, as we know, was horrible that he went through. And for him to come back, I never thought he looked the same. Now, a lot of us are jumping on how great he looked because of last week and his first time back. But, dude, I got to tell you, he was looking like he was moving pretty well. Like, you know, there's something there, but if I'm the Jets, I want to just keep him there as an awesome contingency plan if something don't work out with Donald or whatever, or, you know, or Cowan if you don't go with him. I mean, I don't know what the Jets are going to do.
Well, they look at Donald as their guy, and
he's the future, their present.
I think all tied into one. The difference between a guy like McCown and Bridgewater, though, is that McCown knows.
Well, Bridgewater's better, in my opinion.
But it's the idea that McCown knows. He's turning this over to Darnold. Bridgewater has something to prove. Bridgewater's like, I should be starting somewhere in this league.
Right.
And that's why if I'm Teddy Bridgewater, why would I want to end up in Philadelphia when I know
you're not going to start?
They have their franchise at Carson Wentz and they have a Super Bowl MVP in Nick Foles.
Right.
I want to go somewhere. I'll give you an example, Taz. Mm. I want to go to a place like Jacksonville because I look at their quarterback situation. I'm not a Blake Bortles guy. I see that team. They're loaded at running back. They're loaded on defense. And I could say, all right, I end up in Jacksonville. Blake Bortles struggles right out of the gate. That's a place I can come in and play at a high level. And who knows? Maybe I'm back in the postseason. Like, that's the sort of place I'd want to end up in if I'm Teddy Bridgewater.
I hear what you're saying, and I'm with you. I don't know about the Jags, though. I'm not one of those guys who hates on Bowles. I like Bowles. That's something about him. He did a great job and brought them deep last year for the Jets. Bortles was way better in the playoffs than I thought he was going to be.
That said, though, Taz, I think there is a ceiling to what you can achieve with him as quarterback. Let me put it this way.
It's tough to argue that.
Do you think Bortles is winning a Super Bowl in Jacksonville?
Oh, no, he's not.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But then again,
I like him, but not that much.
Taz, let's be fair. I mean, you could say the same thing about Teddy Bridgewater. Right. I mean, I can't say with certainty that Teddy Bridgewater now is going to go to Jacksonville and win a Super Bowl. I just think he's better.
Yeah. I think he's better, too. I just don't think the Jags, I don't think they would go that route. But who knows? We'll see what happens. Hey, John in New Jersey, you're on Taz and the Moose with JJ filling in here for the Moose. What's going on, John?
Hey, Taz. JJ, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, bud? How are you, man?
Hey, man, I'm good. I agree with you guys. I think the Eagles need to sit where they're at right now. I mean, you got 3 weeks to the regular season. You don't know how bad the injury is to Foles. Why would you give up any draft pick of consequence to get a guy like Bridgewater that you know eventually is going to be your backup anyway when Wentz is ready? I think you got to wait.
Yeah, you do. You got to sit. You got to be patient. You got to wait. I agree. I mean, I think I think a lot of folks would agree that Teddy Bridgewater, again, what happened to him in Minnesota and that injury, I remember watching it on ESPN when they're at the practice facility and the ambulances are showing up and they showed this like footage and it was like, and I remember it like vividly, like what this kid went through, and I never thought he'd come back. So for him to come back and for him to be relevant again, and he's not even going to be the main starter with the Jets, it's awe-inspiring. As a former athlete watching a guy like that, that's tough to come back.
There's no doubt. And think about it. There's a reason why there wasn't a lot of interest for Teddy Bridgewater. If you go back to the offseason, I mean, think about it. Teddy Bridgewater now is getting a lot of love, and he should be getting a lot of love because, to your point, Taz, it's a great story. That said, Teddy Bridgewater will show, I think, somewhere else what he still can bring to the NFL table. And we're just waiting. And I hate to say that you come on the air, you know, second weekend of the preseason, and you're waiting for the big injury. It's coming at some point at quarterback. It happened 2 years ago with Bridgewater.
Right.
It happened last year with Ryan Tannehill and the Miami Dolphins. There will be a team at some point, Taz, who loses their quarterback that still has expectations, and that is where the Jets can make the most of that.
Maybe Bridgewater goes to your Dolphins. Say goodbye to your
Miami
Tannehill.
Boy.
Yeah, bad, buddy. See, there you go. All right, Taz and the Moose here. We got JJ filling in for Taz. How am I doing? Take two. Taz and the Moose.
You were doing so well, too.
I've been hit with how many chair shots I've had in my head. I've had like seven concussions, bro. It might even be eight. I can't remember. All right, well, here's your question. Is Tom Brady ever going to slow down? Well, we'll see. Also, who should start for the Jets in week one? How about that? 855-212-4227. Taz and the Moose with JJ filling in for the Moose. We'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's time to ask the pros, where you the listener. You get to ask the question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros and submit your question. Be listening later on to the show, and guess what? We might answer your question. Okay, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer care at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. JJ, sitting in here for the Moose. I could not help but notice, sir, that you are using a device. You're using a device called an iPad, which I use a device called an Apple laptop, and it's awe-inspiring. I'm impressed to see this. My regular broadcast colleague, Mark Belusis, okay, he uses this archaic dinosaur of a computer.
How the hell do you use this thing?
Dude, he uses it, and he's a pro at it. I mean,
I give him a lot of credit for that. It's, I mean, there's no way in the world, though, Taz, I could use that. I have a better chance of using my phone. To get something than I do to try and figure out how one of these Dells or whatever they are from, it's like 2005 massive. Would be able to work.
You see where mine is? It's on the floor.
Oh, there you
did
go.
You notice that? I put it right on the floor.
I like your laptop, by the way.
Thank you. I have a very fancy laptop.
You got it, man.
Yes, I've always been known to have a big laptop.
You got to look the part.
Yeah, you know? That's my gimmick. You know, that's my thing. And so it's nice to see that you're using, you know, a device that's in the 21st century.
We try, man.
So this is nice.
Girlfriend will be proud of me.
Yes.
iPad, headphones, phone. You got to make sure you take care of business.
I like working with you. I don't like a lot of people. I don't know if you've heard the rumors around here.
Hey, listen, I don't pay attention to that stuff.
You have heard the rumors.
No, actually.
Your implication was that you heard the rumors.
Maybe.
So you did. The other should admit it, kind of.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's okay.
I was going to say, but I have always gotten along with you.
I'm all business.
Well, I'm all business, too.
I'm all business.
That's what I like.
And this is how it is on the show here.
I like that.
As you know, Moose can be a douche, too. So sometimes together, we're both douches.
But you know what, though? That sometimes makes for good radio.
Yes,
and that's why you guys are successful.
Well, so far, we're doing pretty good. Pretty good, as you said earlier, in the Larry David voice. How about talking about pretty good Tom Brady, dude? This guy is just... He has been... Me as a former Jet fan and a current Buffalo Bill fan, you as a Dolphin fan, as an AFC guy, you get it, too. Dude, can he just go away? He's tortured me. My whole, adult football fandom. He's tortured me. And he's going to torture me again. Because he's gonna win again. This guy it doesn't get old. It's Giselle. That's why. It's Giselle.
He has that magic Giselle.
Yeah, it's Giselle.
But think about this. He, since 2001, has been a part of our football lives. And, you know, I laugh every time this year, Taz. You know, we reach this time of the year. It's training camp. It's preseason. And all the stories are always out, year in and year out. When are the Patriots going to reach the end?
Yep.
Is this the end of the Patriots? Are the Patriots on the downswing? You know when the Patriots will be on the downswing, Taz? When I see it. Yeah. You know, when I see Dolphins, Jets, Bills atop the AFC.
Yes.
And basically, when Belichick and Brady are not in New England, that is when you can definitively say the end is here for New England. Now, do I think the Patriots have their most talented team they've had in years?
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Their defense still stinks.
Yeah.
I have questions about their offensive line.
But remember last year,
their
defense stunk and they did
and
great.
It didn't matter because you have that coach who will find a way, and you have that quarterback who is, I'll say it, Taz, the greatest quarterback I've ever seen in my life.
It'd be hard to argue that. Speaking of the cutie himself, Tom Brady, let's see what he's talking about with his new team he's got going on here.
You're just trying to get on the same page. You know, we're not doing a ton of game planning for these games, and it's just some trust. And, you know, the preparation is mostly about us. But who's ever out there, we got to go with.
Riveting. All right, so Brady was 16 of 22, threw for 122 yards and one TD. They let him play a good amount, I guess, just to get his sea legs under him with his new teammates, his new receiving crew, and, you know, he's got a, you know, he man, the guy is he's a special player. I mean, as much as he's caused me a lot of agita and misery, he's special, man.
You respect
what
you're seeing.
I do.
There's something
I do
to watch, though, with the Patriots. Edelman suspended first four games.
Right.
Gronk is always an injury waiting to happen. Who's stepping
He's a lightning
up?
Rod, too, dude, with Gronk. You never know. Just not just the injury thing. Like, he's just, you know, you never know with him.
Are you pro-Gronk? I like him. I think he's a character.
I don't like that Chiefs shot last year. No, I hated that. I don't like
against
the character.
Against your team, though, less.
I know. It was a nasty shot against the Bills. I don't like Gronk, the character. I think it's he's a tryhard. So that's what I call a tryhard, a guy who's trying to be cool, a guy who's trying to act like the big, goofy guy. I think he's kind of a jabroni. Now, as far as the way he plays, I respect the way he plays. I think he's great. He's a massive human, and he's fast. He's got great hands, and he's tough as hell. So as a player, I respect. I wish he was on my team, believe me. But the character, I don't like. You
Isn't
like him, though,
that
huh?
a guy that you could see in your realm?
In the wrestling industry? Well, he's flirted around with getting involved with the wrestling industry. Can he? I don't know what he's like behind the scenes. You know, just because you see a lot of guys in the wrestling industry, you know, and they might come off as outlandish and bombastic in public, you know, on camera, doesn't mean they're like that behind the scenes. Because if you act like a schmuck behind the scenes, you know, you don't last.
They're going to go after you.
That's the only thing.
See, I don't know that, Spear. I think of him as a character, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like,
I think he's trying hard.
Run like Gronk, catch like Gronk.
Yeah, but don't you think he's, well, yeah, that I get that part. Don't you think he's kind of like trying to be a character?
Yes and no. I think that's, I mean, you talk to a lot of people up in New England. They tell you that's like what he is, man.
I avoid the people in New England. They hate me.
Well, I mean,
I went to vacay. I go to Cape Cod a lot. I like my wife and I like Cape Cod. It's awesome up there. And the only problem with this is you're just flooded with the Patriot fans.
Well, I mean, Taz,
Red Sox
I went
fans
up to a
Patriots
wedding. What was it? Newport, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Which is also beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful there, yeah.
And I was there last year, and I am still brave enough to wear the Yankee gear.
You're that guy.
Yeah,
I respect that.
I don't care. I'm wearing my Yankee hat around town.
Yeah, no, people are cool. They're not going to bother
you.
For the
most part, it's all tourists and whatnot. Yeah, I got a few Yankees suck. I respect that. I take it as like a term of endearment when you're walking around town, because it would never happen here in New York. I live in New York, and I see Red Sox, and I see this, I see that. And you already hear people say a word because, you know, it's we don't want to offend anyone anymore.
No.
Up there, they'll be like, every now and again, hey, Yankees suck. I like it.
Yeah, I was
I don't like that, but I respect it.
Real quick, funny story about that. So when we were on vacation there, that was during the weekend where the Sox played the Yankees, and the Sox swept them, right? Didn't they sweep them?
Yeah, don't remind
me. No, I know
me.
You're a Yankee. I'm not trying to be a schmuck. I'm just saying. So anyway, so it had to be like 1 o'clock in the morning. And we have like a little deck, you know, off our room there. So I was sitting out there, you know, smoking a cigar, pounding a bunch of beers. That's what I do. It's 1 o'clock
in the morning.
About. That's my style.
That's the way to do it, baby.
Yeah,
on
that's
the
what
weekend,
I do, bro.
Cigars,
yeah.
beers.
Yeah, I'm just sitting up there,
that.
Pounding beers, smoking Let's cigars. Go. 1 o'clock in the morning, looking at the ocean. And there was a wedding. I guess that was ending for some of the Massachusetts people got married. And so one of the groomsmen, I see these, like, four guys are walking. Now, I'm, like, two stories above them. They don't see me. I see them. There's nobody on this little street walking from the water to the hotel, to the resort. There's nobody around. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. And this guy, it's just, like, three guys. And this one guy must have just got word that the Yankees, you know, did the job, meaning stunk against the Red Sox. He just yells out, just random, "The Yankees effing suck." There's nobody around, bro. Nobody. And I'm like, look at this. On that, I put my cigar out and I went to bed.
That's it.
And I'm not even a Yankee fan. But it's just like, as a New Yorker, I was like, you know what? Just stop. Please. Stop. But anyway, digressing. Tom Brady, the guy is just, he's got the fountain of youth. He obviously trains really hard. He's great with his nutrition. He's got, you know, the Guerrero Jones trained him. I know his name's not Jones. That's just kind of like that happens here a lot, the Jones gimmick. Right, Pete, that happens. The Jones thing comes out a lot.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, so. Eagles and the Pats. So the Pats win 37-20 again. It's a preseason deal. So, but I got to say, Brady looked good. He looked sharp, and you got to wonder. You know, is he going to do it again? Is he going to be dominant?
I would put
again?
My money on yes. Here's my question to you, yeah. AFC. They're going to be the favorites. We all know it. Biggest threat to them going into the year? Because I've been trying to figure this out myself, and I know. The two answers that a lot of people are going to give you are Pittsburgh, because they've been there, although wake me up when the Steelers beat the Patriots when it matters.
Right.
Jacksonville because they played them so tough in the title game last year. I wouldn't choose either one of them. You know who I would choose off the top of my head, Taz? And a lot of people listening right now across this country are going to call me crazy. With Watt coming back, with Merciless coming back, with Deshaun Watson coming back.
Texans.
I think the Texans, who play New England the first game of the year, I think they're the biggest threat to the Patriots in the AFC.
Homeboy, be hard to argue. I'm a big Watson fan.
Loved him at Clemson.
They got a very, very good defense there also.
And they can get after the quarterback. Yeah, you need to do that if you're going to beat New England.
Well, yeah, you got to force Tom out of pocket. You got to get him to move. Once you get him to move, you know he can't move, and that's a good thing. He's got no feet. Tough to argue. I will give Pittsburgh the benefit of the doubt. I think that I know that when it matters, they haven't. You know, the Pats have had their number. I know that, but there's a lot of strong components and great players.
Well, the firepower is outrageous.
Running back,
they got the best running back in the league.
No doubt.
They have the best receiver in the league. Yeah, yeah. They have a Hall of Fame quarterback, and they're solid on the offensive line. But, Taz, you got to be able to play defense.
I know.
And their defense, which wasn't that good to begin with, they lose Shazier. That had a gigantic impact on that team.
Absolutely.
And anytime I see them, I think about the matchup with New England. You know, they can't do the things that we know you need to do to beat New England.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right on that. I mean, so maybe you're right, dude. Maybe it's the Texans. Maybe the Texans are the one in the AFC to knock down the giant known as the Pats. I'm still not going to give up, like I said, on the Steelers in the big game, maybe winning. And the Jaguars, I like the Jags.
Can Bortles do it? That's the question.
Like I said, I'm not a hater on Bortles, but I mean, yeah. I mean, Fournette, right? He runs the rock, and we'll see. I think look, this is football, right? This is the greatest thing here. Getting ready for the NFL season, and talking about this stuff, and here seeing TV shows, even other radio shows talking about players getting ready. Who's going to do this? The assumptions on how this guy will do, or this team will do. Will this coach do this, or will that defense do this? You know, is there anything better? Hey, you a big fantasy football?
Oh,
guy?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Too many teams from my liking.
Maybe we got to talk about that a little later on in this episode here.
I got a draft Monday.
You got to see, I'm slow, man.
Too soon. I don't like it. Too soon.
You think it's too soon?
I want that third preseason game played. After the third preseason game, yeah, I think you're okay. Because think about it. I could draft Monday. Let's just say, for argument's sakes, I don't want to say a player's name because anybody listening
you could jinx the guy's name and then he gets injured. Yeah,
let's say that certain player Joe
gets Blow hurt. Jr.
Well, last year. I'll use the example of last year.
Joe he Blow
David
Jones.
David Johnson.
Joe Blow the third?
Who?
David Johnson?
John Smith?
That's very vague. Joe Jones Jobber Jr. Maybe not that. But I get your point, so continue.
So I'm like taking that guy. I build my team around them.
Yeah.
And then the first, third preseason game, not even week one, not
it
even
gets
week
banged
two,
up.
I lose them for the year. Changed everything.
Doom City. We're going to do a fantasy football deal on the show here once Mikey B gets back. We might be short a couple of guys. So,
hey, never say never.
If you want to be part of maybe what we're doing, I mean, you get along with Moose, right? Because sometimes he could get weird,
That's all right.
You know, not like me. I'm never weird. You know that. So, Dez Bryant. Well, Dez Bryant, I should say. Well, he met with the Cleveland Browns. Is Dez and the Browns, are they a match made in heaven? 855-212-4227. Taz and the Moose with JJ sitting in here. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.